Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with a question today about angels. Well, if you're like many, angels, and especially angelic warfare, fascinate you. Hollywood's been making money off that fascination for years. The Bible talks about angels frequently, but we seldom get to look behind the scenes and witness their activities, activities that sometimes include conflict. Jude has an interesting section in his epistle that features an epic confrontation between two of the most powerful angels, Michael the archangel and the devil, as they were disputing over the body of Moses. What was going on in that passage, John?
Well, I think, Danny, you have to know a little bit of background. Satan is always trying to thwart the purposes of God and do anything he can to advance his own agenda in his own kingdom. And Michael is always the great warrior, the great defender of all things divine, the chief angel of God, who especially watches over the care of Israel and leads the holy angels. For whatever reason, Satan wanted to get a hold of the body of Moses. Now remember, Moses was buried in a secret place, not allowed to enter the promised land. Here comes the devil, and he wants the body of Moses for reasons that aren't given to us in Scripture. But maybe if he could preserve the body of Moses and bring the body of Moses back to Israel, he could turn Moses into some kind of an idol, and he could get the people to worship Moses. After all, he was their great, unparalleled leader. But Michael, knowing the purpose of God was to bury the man so his body could never become something that people worshipped and bowed down to, fought against Satan to secure the body of Moses in that grave. But even in the battle, Michael never spoke blasphemous words directly at Satan. He asked the Lord to do that. He knew God alone was the one who could truly bring judgment on him.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you have a question for John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.